What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our Friday morning look, our last look for the week, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The President of the Republic, José Raúl Moreno, came out in defence of Gretel Violas de Alan, and in particular of Luis Carlos Manuel Gómez Rudy, whom he proposed as Attorney General of the Nation and the Administration, respectively, starting in January of 2025. At his weekly press conference, the President said that he had appointed two honest, legal professionals with experience in their field. Gómez Rudy was his personal lawyer and until recently worked as an advisor to the Presidency of the Republic, where he earned a salary of $6,500. In an annoyed, irritated and angry tone, he said, "I'm not going to name an enemy of mine. It's absurd. They are people who did not belong, especially the Attorney General, to the box office, nor were they part of the parallel Attorney General's office." The reaction of the President of the Republic came in the same day that La Prensa published the news entitled "From Palace Advisor and President's Lawyer to Attorney General of the Nation." This note relates, among other things, that Gómez Rudy defended Molina when he was investigated for the alleged commission of the crime of embezzlement due to irregularities in the purchase of 19 radars from the Italian company Selex, a subsidiary of the Finmeccanica conglomerate. As part of that process, Molina was arrested in October 28th of 2015. But thanks to a ruling by Judge Angela Russo, his case was annulled on the grounds that the then anti-corruption prosecutor, Zuleika Moore, had carried out investigations out of term without having the corresponding judicial authorization, and he was never declared guilty or innocent. At the press conference on Thursday, Moreno blamed former President Juan Carlos Varela and his puppet attorney, Kenia Porcel, for plotting against him, along with that newspaper that incriminated me and dragged my personal and professional honour every day for many years in relation to the story of the Italians. He also said about Varela that he appointed his lawyer to set up a parallel attorney's office to destroy lives and honour. Molino would be referring to Rogelio Saltarin, who died in December of 2018, a jurist who advised the Ministry of the Presidency in the Varela government. Before that, he was a lawyer in the former president's family businesses. Molino also welcomed the massive leak of Varela's WhatsApp messages in the so-called Varela leaks. It's still unknown who was the author of the leak, carried out without judicial authorization. "Thank God the Varela leaks came out," Molino exclaimed on Thursday. "There is this whole story of such vagrancy sponsored by that sick man named Juan Carlos Varela," he added. He announced that Gómez Rudy will clean up the public ministry once he takes office in January of 2025, although he must, of course, first be ratified by the National Assembly, and will fire whoever he needs to fire. The president also said that he asked Gómez not to call here. He also recommended that he not hesitate to do what he has to do. Gómez Rudy and Violas de Alan will replace Javier Caraballo and Rigoberto González, respectively, whose terms expire next December. A court of guarantees charged the lawyer Chrisel Smith with the alleged commission of crimes against computer security and usurpation of public functions to the detriment of the President of the Republic, José Raúl Moreno. According to the investigation, the lawyer posed as the President's personal assistant and contacted businessmen offering them a participation in government projects in exchange for large sums of money. In a confidential hearing held on Thursday at the facilities of the First Judicial District of the Accusatory Penal System, this is in Plaza Agora, the judge of guarantees, Chris da Silva, accepted the charge and ordered Smith's arrest. The judge argued that the crimes charged are serious and there is a risk of destruction of evidence and escape. The Specialized Prosecutor's Office for Crimes Against Intellectual Property began the investigation on the 25th of September. This was after the Ministry of the Presidency informed the Public Prosecutor's Office of the facts. During a hearing, prosecutors Glacy Hernandez and Daniel Vallejos presented evidence showing that Smith illegally accessed President Molino's cell phone contact book. Smith, 39, a former official of the judicial branch and professor at two private universities, was arrested on the 1st of October by the Judicial Investigation Directorate. Now, according to a statement from the National Police, the arrest took place in the town of Vacamonte, district of Arihan, through a search warrant at a residence where technological equipment such as cell phones, laptops, among others, were seized. On the 17th of August, President Molino reported that his cell phone had been hacked and that the security forces were investigating the incident. Quote, "I want to alert the population that my cell phone was hacked and my name is being used falsely on different chat platforms, Signal, WhatsApp and Telegram. State security is already investigating the crime," the president posted on social media X. Dennis Allen and Heriberto Arruz, who were magistrates of the Tribunal Electoral until 2006 and 2022, respectively, have remained on the institution's payroll as advisors. Now, both have a salary of $4,750, according to information released by the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, updated until August of 2024. Now, according to the roster, Arruz joined the Tribunal Electoral as an advisor too, by contract on February the 1st. Allen also has a contract as advisor too, since January the 2nd. Arruz, who was appointed in 2012 by the Supreme Court of Justice, left his post in November of 2022 after holding the position for a decade. He was replaced by lawyer Luis Guerrera. No tax reform that would entail an increase in taxes is planned for 2025, according to the Minister of Economy and Finance, Felipe Chapman, during a meeting with the Panamanian Association of Business Executives, APERE. Chapman said the fiscal year of 2025 budget will be presented first to the Cabinet Council and then to the National Assembly next week. "Our plan is to go next week, if we are allowed, to present the draft budget for the nation for 2025, confirmed the Minister of Economy. He said that this year the fiscal deficit will indeed be higher than the 2% limit provided for in the law of fiscal social responsibility and will reach over 4.5%. Quote, "The deficit of the 4.5% of GDP will reduce prudently. This year it will be higher than 4.5%, but the plan is to maintain 2 years of rigorous fiscal discipline, which will not be easy due to the opposition that may arise. Afterwards, the deficit will be reduced to manageable and sustainable levels with a much lower debt," said Felipe Chapman about the management plan at the MEF. On growth estimates, he said that they point to the same trends as those published by the International Monetary Fund and other multilateral organizations, above 3% to 4%, for next year. Minister Felipe Chapman said that Panama does not need shock measures nor the chainsaw used by Javier Milei in Argentina. He added that the budget goes hand in hand with the long-term reform of the social responsibility law and other measures that will be communicated in due course. The government's strategic plan will be presented to the cabinet, along with a five-year fiscal plan that seeks stability. Shock therapy is not required, nor extreme measures such as those proposed by Milei, but discipline and prudence are needed, he added. The Ministry of Education, MEDUCA, filed a criminal complaint for the alleged illegal collection of salaries corresponding to deceased teachers and administrative staff. MEDUCA's Administrative Vice Minister, Roberto Saviano, went to the Public Prosecutor's Office on the morning of Thursday, the 3rd of October, to formalise 100 new cases of deceased persons who were still on the institution's payroll. Saviano explained that so far the financial losses to the educational institution are estimated at $165,000 per month. With this new complaint, the total number of cases rises to 126 deceased people whose salaries were collected by third parties. The National Directors of Human Resources, Celia Rodriguez, and of Legal Advice, Nilke Gonzalez, the Legal Advisor of the Superior Office, Jaime Castillo, who are carrying out the internal investigations, also attended the presentation of this complaint. And a total of 4,000 new job openings in both Panama City and the interior will be opened so that people can apply at job fairs in private companies. Mitradel and the private sector will be announcing around 4,000 new jobs at job fairs. Another 3,000 are being created, plus 1,000 in Panama and in the interior, announced President Jose Raul Moreno. Earlier this week, Mitradel reported that several job openings were offered in Coclé by companies such as Alorica. Spokespersons for the Ministry of Labour and Labour Development told La Prensa that the announcement of the job fairs were 4,000 vacancies will be offered, will be released on Monday, the 7th of October. They announced that there are several fairs with Concerta, as well as vacancies in Alorica, Nacion Sushi and Nestle that have been offered in alliance with Mitradel, to which other companies will be added that will be revealed next Monday. From that day until the 13th of October, the Concerta job search platform will hold a job fair until October the 13th, where people can update their resumes and apply for jobs. They indicated that in the previous edition of Expo Concerta in March of this year, more than 85,000 people applied for job offers on the platform. More than 50% of the participants were young people between 18 and 34 years of age looking for a job opportunity, said this job search platform in a statement. And that's it. There we go. That's it. That's our look for this morning, our Friday morning look, some of the local news stories compiled for you for today's programme.